Hi there. My name's Laura, and for this edition of The Daily Dose, I'm going to tell you a story about Luke Skywalker and how to have hope when life seems hard. So I've been working with kids all of my adult life as a teacher, as a ministry leader, and most importantly, as a mom. And recently, I am taking a class, and I have been reading a book about this generation. Generation Z, this generation that's growing up right now. And I have found some pretty interesting things to be true of them. Because these kids are growing up in such a media saturated world where at their fingertips they have everything available to them that's going on in the world, they are discovering that a few really negative effects are happening. Rates of depression among adolescents is sharply increasing, and young people are growing in skepticism and declining in hope. So what are we as a church, we as in ministry, what are we as parents supposed to do about this? Well, I think that Psalm 145 can give us some direction. So I'm going to read that for you. It says, "I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on the wondrous works I will meditate." I'm going to skip down to verse 11. "They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." Did you hear that? It said to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds. It's our job as believers to encourage our kids with the stories of God, both from the Bible and just how God is revealing himself to us, and we are experiencing his presence. And so one of the stories that we like to tell, one of the God stories that we like to tell in our family, is the story of Luke Skywalker. When my 16-year-old son was 5, he got a bearded dragon for his birthday, and he named him Luke Skywalker. And we had Luke Skywalker for a while, and it was my job to clean Luke's tank. Now, I need to tell you that my son loved this lizard. He would wear him around with him wherever he went. He would sit with him while he homeschooled. He would take him out on walks in the yard. He loved this lizard. So one day, I was gonna clean his tank, and so I decided he needed some exercise. I put him down in my bathroom, and I closed the door while I went and cleaned his tank. 20 minutes later, when I went back to get him, Luke Skywalker was gone. He was missing. I looked in the closet, in all the cabinets. He was nowhere. I had to go and tell my 5-year-old son that I had lost his best friend. And so we sat down and we prayed as a family that God would help us find Luke Skywalker. And we prayed for 28 days. And on that 28th day, Luke Skywalker came walking out of the bathroom, and my 5-year-old son looked at me and he said, "Mom, God answered our prayers." And I love that God revealed himself to that little boy. We still tell that story today as just proof of God's love and grace towards us. Now, I know that not every story turns out exactly the way that we want it. But one thing that we can know for sure is that we can encourage ourselves with God's past faithfulness. We can find that faithfulness in his word, and we can look in our own lives and encourage ourselves with those stories. I hope you have a great day.